Welcome back to the program, and we are continuing our conversation with Matt Peterson. He has led the group Global Green USA since 1994, building and guiding the organization's innovative programs and initiatives. We're going to hear about some of those from him now, but tell us where the group originated.
Well, Global Green USA was started in the United States by a woman named Diane Meyer Simon, a businesswoman and political activist and a great individual who Mikhail Gorbachev, had asked to help him start the Green Cross. And organizations known as the Green Cross throughout the world. And Mikhail Gorbachev really called for the Green Cross in a speech at the Kremlin when he was still in power in 1990. And at the Rio Earth Summit in 1992, NGOs there at the NGO Summit passed a resolution calling for Gorbachev to start the organization for which he called. And in 1993, it began, and our branch, the American branch, started in November of 93. So Mikhail Gorbachev, still our chairman of our international board and very active and speaking out and on issues of climate change and water, clean water and water conflict over scarce supplies of water, as well as the need to eliminate weapons of mass destruction.
From glasnost to global warming.
Yep.
So tell us about some of the current initiatives that you're working on there at Global Green USA.
Well, one of the things we're most excited about in terms of the potential to both educate and make a real difference is in the lives of individuals is helping rebuild New Orleans in a greener, a more sustainable way that both responds to global warming and helps prevent it. And so last year we launched a design competition with Brad Pitt to encourage green designs that we could potentially see built in the Lower Ninth Ward in the Holy Cross neighborhood there. We picked a winner last August, and now we're working on getting that design or the evolution of that design built and plan to announce the details of the project sometime in May. And we're also working on a Green Schools Initiative down there with funding from the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Fund to help make the schools better. And one important thing to note for listeners is students learn better in green schools. So it's been proven in study after study that due to improved daylight, better air quality, better natural ventilation, test scores go up by 20 to 22% in green schools.
Are you talking about building new schools that are green in New Orleans?
Some will be rehabs of existing old historic schools. Some will be new construction.
Great. And you're also working on chemical weapons.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, growing from the vision of Mikhail Gorbachev, that our mission is really value shift. How do we reconnect humanity to the Earth? The way we're doing that is addressing three of the greatest challenges facing humanity: climate change and resource consumption, lack of clean water, and weapons of mass destruction. So in Russia, this week we're holding a dialogue on nuclear weapons, and over the last 10 years have worked very hard to ensure that we safely and as expediently as possible eliminate chemical weapons here in the United States and Russia.
Wow. And you work with Leo DiCaprio, don't you, on some projects?
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio's on our board, absolutely.
He's really shown himself to be quite the environmentalist, and he's got such a high profile as such a fabulous actor. He really seems to be the real green item.
Yeah, he is. He thinks about it all the time. He's educating himself all the time. He's become an educated activist, if you will, who is an actor, but really sees his job as an activist, as shining the light on the experts, the facts, and the solutions.
Oh, well,
he's done a great job, I think.
I met him at a Gorgeous Green event in San Francisco in December, and he promised to come on the show after he did his press tour for Blood Diamond. So will you remind him we're waiting for a call?
I will definitely do that.
Okay, thank you. We're waiting. Tell us about 11th Hour. We've been hearing a little bit of buzz about this movie coming up, I guess, later this year.
Yeah, my wife and my actually sister-in-law, Lila Connors Peterson and Nadia Connors, are the co-directors of the film and co-wrote the film with Leonardo. And I think it's, people are really going to, when they see it, it'll come to theaters later this year. It's going to be a high impact movie. You can go to 11thhourfilm.com online and learn a little bit about the film and who's in it, the experts interviewed, and it's going to be a powerful film that really, I think, takes this growing green awareness to the next level.
A la Al Gore, but maybe to the next step, which is what we can do about it.
Yep, absolutely.
That's great. And was it based on Tom Hartman's book, Last Days of Ancient Sunlight?
No, Tom Hartman's interviewed, but it's, that's a piece of it. You know, the short film, what you may be thinking of is the short online film called Global Warning that's on Leonardo DiCaprio's site, and we helped fund, used Tom Hartman's book as inspiration for part of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're in Santa Monica, the L.A. area. What do you see around you? We've heard a lot from Hollywood, but overall, are you really seeing this green consciousness take hold? And I'm just asking you as sort of as a citizen, as a resident, what inspires you? What gives you hope?
Oh, I mean, it sounds cliche, but my son inspires me and gives me hope. He's 4 and a half, and we learn so much from our children and the young children in our lives and in our world, and remind us of what we're doing. And actually, as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting up at somebody's home in Topanga, looking at the natural beauty around me that we often get so disconnected from in our urban lives. And it's a reminder of what we're all working to save. And I was also recently inspired by just the natural beauty of Point Lobos up by Carmel on a family trip. And so I think what really inspires me to your question is this growing emergence of people caring. And it used to be I'd tell people what I do, and they go, "Oh, that's great. Thanks for what you're doing." And I would try to say, "Well, you know, it takes everybody. I can't do it alone." And now I think that's really shifting. I think we're finally seeing people realizing that they have to be part of the solution. So I think that's what gives me the most hope.
I'm laughing because I can so relate. I've been doing this beat for 10 years. And for the first 9 years, people, whenever they would, you know, either meet me after hearing my one-minute segments on KCBS radio or even this show on Air America, they'd pat me on the back and say, I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, Betsy. Like, you go, girl.
Better you than me.
To
empowering.
Better you than me. And I'd say, what I'm doing is trying to inspire you to take action where you live, and if you just put it back on me, I've failed. And now finally people are starting to see, all the moms in their SUVs who would do anything for their children, you know, what I'm talking about, what we're talking about. And 5 years ago, a group of us Marin moms started Don't Be Fueled, the first grassroots campaign for clean and safe vehicles, hybrids, not Hummers. And I would say up until about 4 and a half years ago, they just looked at us like, you know, in our Priuses, like we were in earth shoes or something on wheels, you know, just kind of wacky.
SUVs are not necessarily safer for them or the people.
That's exactly right, on so many levels. And they're just now starting to listen. I'm finally overhearing conversations, you know, around town and in the health club and at school and school parking lots, women saying, "I'm just going to wait till the lease expires, and I hope they come out with a hybrid van, minivan."
Right.
Just couldn't get those conversations started with them up until very recently. So I guess we have, as we often say here, you know, Katrina, Wilma, Rita. We say Oprah, and you were part of that show, I remember, when she did the program with Leo DiCaprio. You were interviewed, I believe, about a year and a half ago. And then, of course, Al Gore's movie. All that really put climate change on the map. And, of course, climate change impacts our entire environment. And so I guess we have, it's true. People have said over the years to me, it's great what you do, Betsy, but people won't really pay attention until there's a crisis. And I guess we finally got our crises.
True.
All wrapped up in one package. The good news is there are solutions, and that this can really be the great unifier, can't it? It's something we all share. And
to the tips, you know, one of the things that people have to do, and we put this in this Planet Green game as well, is that people have to communicate and tell the companies they buy products from and the people that we elect to serve us in Washington that this is important, this is a priority, and they have to take action.
What about Starbucks? I just wondered about your sort of insider's glimpse, because we've been watching them and wondering how green they are. They're kind of making some green murmurings. Are you seeing them take a big step forward, or are they still tiptoeing?
No, I think they've taken it seriously. I mean, as a company that, you know, as opposed to a BP that obviously has a huge footprint on the environment and climate change, I mean, Starbucks has a big footprint on communities and through the coffee buying it does. And so I think they've taken that part seriously. And I think for the relative footprint they have, I think they're doing a lot. And, of course, we're encouraging them to do more and more, whether it's through this game and others. And they're receptive and they're listening. And they have. And this game was their own idea of how to educate people and tell them how to take action. And you know, you can tell the Starbucks CEO what you think in the game. And I encourage people to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Directly? He'll listen? Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it goes directly to his inbox, but it's going to go to the CEO and their CSR executive team.
Good. I have a few things I wanted to tell them. So, and they've also got a captive audience as people are standing there in that long line, you know, for their latte in the morning.
I think what they've done on the recycled cups, you know, they had to get FDA approval to do 10% recycled cups and organic coffee purchasing. It's all stuff that I think that is beginning to add up, and I hope that they're going to do more, and I think you'll see more out of them in the future.
We just have 2 minutes left. I have to ask you what you think about Walmart.
Well, I think it's important in terms of moving the market. I know a lot of progressive activists have had mixed feelings about it. and I understand those feelings given their track record on other issues. But how can we hold their feet to the fire on the other issues we care about, but at the same time encourage them on the green side to do the right thing? And they're going to make some mistakes along the way, but overall they've made a huge impact, and how can we make sure that continues in the right direction?
And another encouraging sign that I see on the corporate front, I'm sure you'd agree, is Home Depot announcing its Eco Options outreach project this week, where they're offering some 3,000 products that are greener, and they're going to be clearly labeled so you don't have to search for them.
Yeah.
And they're really taking sustainability on in a bigger way. And then, of course, Lowe's now is saying, oh, we don't want to get left behind. And that's exactly the kind of competitive edge
Absolutely.
That we need to see in every single sector.
And Walmart contributed to what Home Depot's doing as a, you know, compete in some of the same spaces of the market. But it's really important what Home Depot's doing, and we've been working to educate people about green building products for a long time. Part of the challenge is you go into Home Depot, you couldn't find one, even if they had them. Nobody knew where they were.
I know.
So, we've been talking to them for years about it.
And, I know. You asked for low VOC paint in Home Depot, even in Marin County a couple of years ago, and they looked at you cross-eyed.
Yeah.
What are you, sick? Are you sick, lady? Do you have an illness? I said,
exactly.
No, and I don't want to get one. Matt Peterson, thank you for the great work that you're doing. Very
thank
important.
Thank you for your great work.
With Global Green USA, and we'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to EcoTalk, where we bring you sound solutions for a healthier planet and people. It's the only one we've got.